A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's a smoky 83 degrees. KSL's top story. We're hearing President Trump has made his decision on a justice for the Supreme Court. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president will announce his choice tomorrow afternoon, but multiple news agencies say they have confirmed his choice is Judge Amy Coney Barrett. While the president wouldn't tell reporters if she is the one, he did have this to say about it this afternoon.
Is that what they're telling you? You're going to find out. You're going to find out tomorrow.
Barrett is a favorite of conservatives. The president's announcement expected at 3 o'clock our time tomorrow. Republicans and Democrats united to honor Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at the Capitol today.
Ready, step. Ready, step.
Women in Congress from both parties lining the steps of the Capitol as Ginsburg's casket was carried down this afternoon. The American icon will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery next week. Stocks rallying again on Wall Street as President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, told reporters outside the White House that there is new hope for more stimulus spending.
He does favor the direct checks. He'd like to see some unemployment assistance. He'd like to see the PPP extension.
Kudlow speaking about the president's position. He also says conversations are ongoing with Democrats. And landlords are going to courts around the country claiming that a national eviction moratorium unfairly strains their finances and infringes on their rights as property owners. At least 25 such lawsuits have been filed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
There are big changes in the way you can get a coronavirus test. The University of Utah is saying today, if you want a test, you need to get an appointment now. Apparently, as these positives get reported, more and more people want tests. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
In recent weeks, the demand for COVID-19 testing at the University of Utah health facilities has skyrocketed. One reason why is that they switched to an easier saliva-based test, but the other is just infection rates are on the rise. Officials say some people have waited for hours in their cars to get a test, and some of them are told they don't meet the requirements to get one. So they believe going to appointment-only testing will shorten the lines and clear up misinformation about getting a test.
This change goes into effect at U of U facilities on Monday. Salt Lake City police won't use police dogs to apprehend suspects anymore. Todd Fuchs with the story.
Jeff, the police department says the program will be suspended indefinitely. They looked at 27 dog bite incidents over the past couple years, and Chief Mike Brown says 18 of them needed further review.
Those cases have been referred to the district attorney's office, the department's internal affairs unit, and the Civilian Review Board.
Brown says they're going to audit every dog bite incident over the past 4 years. Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says there appears to have been a pattern of abuse, and even though the canine apprehension program is suspended indefinitely, the mayor isn't ready to terminate it yet. BYU's weather lab recorded what it says is Provo's hottest and driest August ever. It reports Provo saw 12 days of record high temperatures and zero rain from the end of July through the first week of September. For the eastern half of Utah, red flag warnings are still up, and generally, fire danger is spiking across the western U.S., especially in California. ABC's Alex Stone says that means some people may have no juice this weekend.
Around 21,000 people living in Northern California could have their electricity turned off this weekend. Not rolling blackouts this time because of limited electricity. This time over worries about high fire danger and wind. PG&E is warning the power may be shut off to prevent wildfires in case a wind brings down electrical equipment. The power could be off Saturday to Monday. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FBI squashing rumors that hackers could stop you from voting by shutting down polling machines. Your voice, your vote, 2020. ABC's Faith Abube is in Washington with the latest.
Just weeks before the November election, two government agencies are reassuring voters not to worry about being able to cast their vote in the face of cyber threats. In a newly released PSA, the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency say cyber threats could slow down voting, but not totally prevent people from casting their ballots. They say in a worst-case scenario, election officials have safeguards in place like paper ballots to ensure people can vote. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
UDOT previewing a major project on northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says one of the major components is adding something called a collector-distributor system, which is pretty much a feeder road that moves you from the street to the highway and back.
That's aimed at lowering the average commute time. In fact, officials expect that it'll cut the average commute in half. They say the main benefit is that it'll improve access from northbound I-15 to I-215 and 7200 South.
The new road should be open before the end of the year, while construction on the overall I-15 project will end next summer. KSL News Time, 5:35.
Ricky, let's say it's been an eventful rush hour.
It's been very eventful. Well, right now, we've got two big problems on westbound directions. One is the 21st South Freeway. A crash in Magna is backing traffic from 7200 South back past 5600 West. And then westbound delays on I-80 getting into Tooele County. It's going to be about a 5 to 7 mile stretch from as you're approaching the Great Salt Lake all the way to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, coming up, a look at all the outrage out there. Everybody's supposedly outraged about everything, but are they? Are they? My minute of news is next. Stay here.
What really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.